Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has defended his decision not to renew the license of an opposition-aligned television network and threatened to crack down on another TV station he claims incites attempts on his life. The government said almost 100 protests were registered nationwide in the last 3 days, with 182 people detained and 19 police officers injured. Earlier, I spoke with Dr. Todd Landman of the Center for Democratic Governance at the University of Essex. He says there is widespread opposition to Chavez's actions.
No, I think this would be fairly widespread across Venezuela, within certain sectors, certainly within the intelligentsia, within the educated middle classes, and certainly those who respect a plurality of opinion. In this case, I think the extension of state authority into the realm of freedom of expression and access to free media and opinion has probably been one step too far. If you see the reactions that this move has provoked.
Do you think his recent moves will hurt his reputation among other left-leaning but democratically elected leaders in the region, many of whom saw him as a leader in their struggle against what they saw as domination by the United States in Latin America?
Yes, I think it will tarnish his reputation quite a bit, because one of the strengths of any criticism of the United States is that you do it with good evidence, but compromising that and shutting off areas of opposition and not allowing your own arguments to carry their own weight among sympathizers and doing this, it seems to me, cuts into your own position. You should be able to make a strong argument on the basis of evidence, on the basis of your position, and not actually worry at all about criticism coming from other sectors.